Okay, so I've been thinking about how important it is that we're passing the baton on to the next generation, and I'm a very fortunate person in that I'm surrounded by a whole bunch of amazingly talented people in so many areas, preachers, worship leaders, leaders in general, pastors, just incredible people that God has blessed me with in the church that I lead. And just really struck again this morning how important it is that if we're actually going to be able to pass the baton on and allow others to become everything that they're called to be, we've got to make sure that our own security is totally sorted out. I was thinking about John the Baptist this morning and how he said about Jesus that Jesus, he must increase, Jesus must increase, and I must decrease. And what a secure person John must have been in order to be able to say something like that. I mean, here's a guy who had worn camel hair and eaten locusts. He'd done the hard yards. He'd poured his life out and he'd really seen some amazing things happen in his time. And yet the time came, though, where he basically had to hand it over to Jesus. He had to point the world to what was next. And I really believe that is, you know, it's not about us ever stopping running our race. But at some point, though, we've got to start to really focus on and develop and allow and release those who are coming up behind us to go further and ahead of us. And it's interesting because, like, everyone agrees to that in concept, but what that actually feels like, though, is that, you know, Saul wasn't able to do this, because when people started saying Saul has slain thousands and David has slain tens of thousands, then all of Saul's insecurity started rising up. But he didn't realize, though, that, you know, if they were thinking about the kingdom, and if they were thinking about the kingdom of Israel, then Saul would have been pleased that David was slaying 10,000. That's the next generation taking it further and going further. And so we've got to be people who've got our security sorted out. If you're going to be an effective leader, mate, your security cannot be, and your identity cannot be in what you do. It's got to be in the Lord. That's the only way that you will be able to function effectively in what it is that God has called you to do, and also to be able to pass it on to the next generation and see them become everything that God has called for them. I really believe if we're going to reach this world, if we're going to seriously have an impact, we've absolutely got to get our own security sorted out so that we can begin to release leaders and release those who are coming behind us. So be a big person today. Don't view other people who are coming up behind you as a threat, but rather rejoice, because that's how the kingdom of God is going to advance.